There's a legend about the brilliant Bishop Saint Augustine. While walking on the beach one beautiful June morning, he came upon a little boy with a bucket, running back and forth from sea to shore, pouring water into a hole he had dug into the sand. Augustine watched a while and finally asked, "What are you doing?" The child explained, "I'm putting the ocean into this hole." When Augustine suggested that getting the mighty ocean to fit into a small hole might be impossible, the boy replied, "Just as you can't fit the Trinity into your tiny little brain." That response from an intemperate angel was what Augustine needed to hear. Try as we might, there's no fitting the infinite God into the finite mind. Today in pulpits everywhere, preachers with much tinier brains than Augustine's strain to explain the most sublime and mysterious of being. But not even on Trinity Sunday does Scripture offer explanations of God. Scripture rather records God's actions. God leaves the heavens today after Moses's touching request to have God join him on his journey. "Do come along," Moses asks God. St. John tells us that same God takes on flesh and comes along with us. What moved the first Christians was not an understanding of God, but their experience of God, their living encounter with Jesus Christ, the ultimate expression of the Creator's love, and their spirit-filled communion, love in the flesh. We may find explaining the Trinity a challenge, but experiencing the Trinity is a no-brainer. God is for us. God is alongside us. God is within us. Father Richard Rohr writes, "Every name falls short of your goodness and greatness. We can only see who you are in what is. We ask for such perfect seeing."